Impressions in Wet Cement by Adrian Robert Gostick. Standing on the brink of stardom, they found something more important. They told them they'd be bigger than the Beatles. They told them they'd make more money than Bill Gates. And in its brief but extraordinary run, the band Wet Cement did appear destined for fame. Comprised of three LDS young men, lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist Tyler Putnam, drummer Ben Aplanap, and bassist Kobe Conrott, Wet Cement started modestly in tiny Camas, Utah. "We made a really, really, really bad tape in Tyler's garage," said Ben, 17. The band managed to get the recording to Graham Russell, a founding member of the group Air Supply. "We get a lot of tapes sent to us," said Graham's wife Jody, "but this tape was different. The group was very rough, but Graham and I liked them immediately. Their songs were fabulous." The Russells invited the boys to their home. "We were pretty scared," said Ben, "but Graham said he liked what he heard on our tape, and he wanted to record our four songs. Over the next few months, we kept writing songs, and he liked them, so he said, 'Why not record an entire album?'" On the same day the band's debut CD was released, Wet Cement appeared as a warm-up act for Air Supply in Salt Lake City's Abravanel Hall. The group received a Beatle-esque reaction from a large crowd of shrieking fans. "It was definitely fun," said Kobe, 18. Added Tyler, "There were about 2,000 people, and they were really getting into our music. That's pretty exciting for a garage band from Camas." Shortly after the Abravanel Hall appearance, several music industry giants approached the Russells with offers to take on the hip young group. Contract negotiations began with Wide World Entertainment and Warner Brothers. Planning began on a European tour, and the boys started wondering how they would spend their newfound fortune. "I wanted a new car, a silver Beetle," said Tyler. "New drum equipment," said Ben. But then things started to feel wrong. Wet Cement was getting ready to shoot its first music video based on the group's catchy tune, The Abduction Song, which details a fanciful encounter with extraterrestrials. "I started getting uncomfortable," said Ben. "I thought the aliens were going to be a little too sexy, not wearing enough alien clothing." The producers didn't want to compromise. They said, "Sex sells." So we said we didn't want to do it. The Russells were understanding, but asked the boys about their long-term commitment to music. Said 19-year-old Tyler, "I love music, but I have been thinking about a mission for a long time, and it seemed they were asking me, 'Are you going on a mission or not?' I could see my life was at a crossroads, and my future would go one way or another based on what I did next." Tyler got down on his knees and asked the Lord for help. The answer came quickly. "I felt there was someone out there that only I could touch," he said. "Also, I didn't want to be an example of a bad example. Someone 19 years old could point to and say, 'Look, he didn't go on a mission, and he turned out okay.' People notice what you do big time." Tyler told the Russells he was trading in his guitar for a set of scriptures. "I think they thought that once I saw the stars in my eyes, I'd stay. I did see stars in my eyes. It was hard. Either way, I was going to give up something." They were so close. They could have gone all the way, said Jody, who managed the band during its short life. They were very, very talented, and they had a great vibe. They were innocent and funny, and they liked each other. They really had everything. It's taken some time because we were so passionate about what they could have accomplished, but we do respect their decision. For Wet Cement, walking out of the spotlight was a difficult and financially challenging decision. Not only have they given up hopes of fame and fortune, but they have taken on a substantial debt. Said Kobe, "The Russells spent a lot of money recording the CD, and they invested a lot of time in us. We decided we need to try to pay them back. Now their company, Wet Cement, is selling the group's CD, and all proceeds are going to paying off the debt." Still, Tyler doesn't regret his decision. Anything worthwhile takes effort. Being on stage, feeling the adrenaline is fun, but some things are more important. Tyler has since left for the mission field in the Philippines. I'm glad Tyler's going on a mission, said Kobe. It'll be a positive thing. Ben agrees. I plan on going. I've seen my brothers go, and their testimonies really grow. Again, wet cement is in perfect harmony. End of the article, Impressions in Wet Cement, by Adrian Robert Gostick.
Of all things.